It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Ja'Cory Kroski-Mayer, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man. And we got a bunch to get to today because, guys, like, this is it. We're into it. We're into the big week. This is the big weekend, the National Fantasy Football Draft weekend coming up. We know that a bunch of you have drafts this weekend and next weekend, so we are grinding our fingers to the nubs, just testing these cheat sheets, the ultimate draft cheat sheets available now at rosterwatch.com. The best way to support us is to go over there, go download the cheat sheets, get a pro membership. Not only will that pro membership get you access to whatever cheat sheet it is that you need for your league, it will also get you access to the site for, you know, pretty soon it's going to be week one, and you're going to have sit start decisions. You're going to have matchup decisions. You're going to have all kinds of things where you're going to want to lean on us. That's where our community comes together and helps one another. And we're going to be there to help you every step of the way. Make sure to get a pro membership at rosterwatch.com. But guys, I thought yesterday I was like, all right, I updated Superflex to 4.0. I updated PPR to 5.0. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm at least good to start the week. And then now all of a sudden this morning I'm testing and I'm having issues because I'm not getting Travion Henderson as much anymore. You know, I'm worried about this whole thing with Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, with, you know, our inability to be able to get him in the last round anymore. It's just, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. ADPs are shifting so fast, and what's happening is the volume, even with the massive volume of the drafts that we've been watching, we've been participating in, we've been analyzing. In the ADP, right? The ADP still has some trailing data to it, to where it's like you see a guy, if he gets a one round bump on average, that's also taking into account the stuff that was happening long before, right? That one round bump might be a three round bump for a guy like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Let's just start out with the Travion Henderson discussion, though, because I'm very interested to hear where you guys think that his ADP is going to eventually settle in. If you just look at the ADP data with the trailing ADP stuff, we're talking about, I think, is it still fifth round? If it's, let's see, is it still fifth? 55 overall. So we're talking, yeah, middle of the fifth, 507-ish. I can tell you right now that that's not happening in drafts where you're going against people who are kind of in the know. Whether that'll happen in home leagues where they might not know who Travion Henderson is, possibly. But the reason why we bring it up is because he's been a major target for us. Unfortunately for us, he's scoring a bunch of touchdowns in the preseason, looking awesome, looking like a target share monster and the lead runner in that backfield. And you have the fact that Mike Vrabel just looks at him. We should have known that, you know, Travion being Travion and the guy he was, what a kind of cultural meld he would be with a Vrabel. Like, he loves the guy. One of the most elite pass protectors we've seen coming out to protect their young quarterback as well. Cody, we've been texting and texting and texting about it. I don't want it to be where it's like, you know, are we taking him over Breece Hall now? Kenneth Walker? I mean, do we have to have the conversation even about Omarion Hampton?
Well, first off, I'll say this. His ADP in half is still 21 spots technically lower than Omarion Hampton. So when you're doing the mocks, he's not going, you know, ahead of Hampton like that in half at least. Hampton's ADP is 34. Henderson's is 55, like you said. But – and you talked about his ADP being 55. In a lot of the high-stakes stuff right now, it's 35. Like, that's just where he's at. He's went as high as 301 that we've seen the last couple of days for those big leagues. And usually that eventually catches up in some of these leagues, not every home league. But as far as where I would feel comfortable taking Henderson, I honestly feel comfortable taking Henderson all the way up into the Karins, the Chase Brown conversation.
So you're talking low-end RB1?
We don't what?
Low-end RB1?
Yeah, we don't have to do it right now. But I'm saying I would feel good enough if the end, you know, if 2 weeks from now that's where we're at, I would feel good enough in that territory. So what I'm getting to is I feel fine just continually moving up until we get to that point if we have to. Ahead of Omarion Hampton, I feel good about. The thing is, the last couple of weeks, we obviously have no updates really on Najee Harris. We know Greg Roman's offense is run a certain way. He doesn't believe in having a full-blown bell cow. You could argue he hasn't had a back like Omarion Hampton in his tenure, or in his 10 years in the league, I should say. But the Trayvon Henderson side of things, if you've watched him the last couple of weeks, it's exactly what we saw at Ohio State. He's the best pass protector on the roster, let alone the backfield. He can run between the tackles like Austin Ekeler. He can catch out of the backfield like many guys we've seen before, and he feels like he's going to be the guy. Ramondre Stevenson's banged up. Antonio Gibson looks fine, but Henderson's going to be their guy for all intents and purposes. And so I feel really good about him being, you know, top three, top four at the position in receptions this year. And I don't know why he can't finish as a top 12 running back overall. So we should feel fine drafting him all the way up to that point.
Trash man, where are you on this? What are you going to be doing?
I think we should just stop talking about him. I'm talking about these guys whose ADPs keep rising. That's a problem. We keep talking about them, and their ADPs keep rising.
I mean, this isn't always what happens. Sometimes a guy's ADP rises, and we're like, all right, good, yeah. Right, good. Like let somebody else take on that headache. I don't want it. Unfortunately, this year with Trayvon is a guy that we identified super, or it's a little bit tilting, man. You like people in the comments section of the YouTube videos. And by the way, thanks to everybody for commenting and subscribing to the channel. We certainly do appreciate that.
30,000. I mean, that's a big number. That's a big number of people that are now hearing us talk about Trayvon Henderson.
That's crazy, man.
Probably hurts a little bit too.
Thank all you guys, man. And for everybody listening on the podcast feed, we definitely appreciate you guys too. We know it's our busiest time of year, but it's still cool to see everyone engaging. And we love talking to you guys in the comments. But somebody in the comments the other day was like, we were doing a super flex simulation and maybe we'll run some simulations today. Although I'm not sure I want to, because I want to get this thing updated as soon as we get off the show. But he was saying, like, guys, you're not getting Trayvon in the sixth in Superflex. And I wrote back, I'm like,
4 days ago.
I'm like, I can kind of agree, but this was before, you know, he goes and he scores another like awesome between the tackles touchdown. Looks just like, I don't even know who to compare Trayvon to. I just said, man, the first time I saw him out there, I'm like, he's so fast. He looks so much different than all the rest. And then he goes and he does it again for another week, and he's probably not going to play again for the preseason, I would imagine. So it's like whatever, you know, value. It's not like it's going to decrease from here.
The one thing I will say, why I have some hesitance, about putting him ahead of Omarion Hampton, is because I think Hampton's on a better offense.
Oh yeah.
I think it's something we have to consider. It's like New England isn't, I mean, they're still an offense and it's a rebuilding offense. You still don't really, I mean, Drake May looks like he could be the real deal, but we don't know for sure. I mean, they don't really have much in the passing game outside of Diggs. They're just, to me, there are questions there in that New England offense. So that's the one kind of caveat that I have for Henderson in comparison to some of these other players who are on much better offenses.
It cuts two ways though, because there are so many more weapons, right? There's so many more ways that the ball can be distributed with the Chargers, right? It's like, in Trayvon's first preseason action with Drake May, whenever Drake May was in the game, Trayvon had a 60% target share. It's like, now, that's not going to happen in a real game. If you had a running back that had a 60% target share, he'd be the 101 in every single draft that you would ever be in, right? But
Yeah, and PPR, I think, yeah, there's a better argument for him there for sure. I think half PPR is maybe around him just gets maybe a tiny leg up because of – I mean, I just he's going to probably score more touchdowns or at least be in position to score more touchdowns.
The other thing is if you look at the strength of schedule tool that's available to our pro members at rosterwatch.com, we're looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th easiest schedule for opposing runners on the season. That's what the Patriots have this year. And if you just look at the overall schedule, just the strength of schedule for the Patriots, the reason why that their win total is set so high. Cody, is their win total 8.5 or is it 9.5? I forgot.
I think it's 8.5.
Yeah. The reason why their win total sits so high, you're like, gosh, why is it so high? Are they high on Drake May? It's like, no, dude, look at their schedule. They're like, their schedule is the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Panthers, so nothing even really hard yet, right? Then they have Buffalo, tough game, right? New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Jets, Cincy, Giants, bye week, Buffalo, Baltimore, Jets. It's like, as far as if you just look at the implied team totals but the team win totals for those teams. I believe when we did that exercise, Cody, earlier in the offseason, it was the fewest implied total wins for opponents overall on the whole season. So just kind of playing against bad teams. That obviously would add to, you know, it's like if you're playing against bad teams, if you're kind of a bad team too, I guess it doesn't really matter. But, you know, just another sort of point in his favor as well. So I think for me, dude, I'm putting him over Breece Hall now. I'm going to put him over Breece Hall. I'm worried about the timeshare with Breece Hall. Believe it or not, I'm less worried about a Travion Henderson timeshare. It feels like is that too high?
I've been pitter-pattering with it here, and I have it Kyren Bucky gap, James Cook, Amarian Hampton a gap, and then Travion and Breece Hall. And Travion is side-by-side with Terry McLaurin.
Okay. Side by side with McLaurin,
yeah, and those guys are also ahead of Kamara.
I mean, okay, so is he ahead of Ken Walker?
Oh yeah,
yeah. So you've moved Ken Walker down.
Ken Walker's down, yeah. Ken Walker's down by Pickens.
Okay, do you have Ken Walker below Chuba Hubbard and James Conner and stuff?
Yes.
Do you have him below R.J. Harvey?
Yes.
You're that worried about him?
Yes.
What do you think about that, Trash Man?
I mean, that seems it seems a bit low. The lady might be protesting too much in that situation.
Do you think Charbonnet's deep? Charbonnet's looked good.
He's looked good.
I think this offensive line stinks. I think Ken Walker showed us foot injuries and abdominal injuries year after year after year. He's already had one ramp up. I know people posted videos of him with his quads out and his shorts, you know, hiked up to his, you know, hips. It was like trying to show off his legs. Like I'm cool. Like, I think Ken Walker's a great running back, but I'm not in the business of taking these hyper injury prone backs with another guy that I think can get the work in next to him ahead of a guy like Connor that we've seen do it, ahead of a guy like Hubbard that we know Carolina's going to lean into. As much as I think that ETN could be fun down the line, or, you know, I think Rico Dowdle is going to be a good third down back, Chuba Hubbard's getting that backfield, period. I even believe in Montgomery more. Like, it's
Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I think there's levels to the game, and I don't think Ken Walker's at that level yet.
The Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet's available at rosterwatch.com. It's just three simple rules. We follow the three simple rules. An expert quality draft is always guaranteed. We are pouring over this thing maniacally. It's basically getting daily updates at this point because we need to keep it running smooth and running clean. I felt like it was running clean yesterday, and then I'm going through every position today as far as PPR. Superflex, I think, is still – Superflex, it's hasn't been quite as the issue. I haven't been getting as much Travion Henderson, and so that's why we wanted to have that discussion. That's how much we're talking about every one of these players, and we're in the Slack talking with each other, text messages, taking in all the news that we possibly can and making sure that we integrate it into the sheets so you dominate this weekend or next weekend when you draft, because we want to get set up for a big season where you can use our tools, you can bounce your ideas off us, and you can finally not worry about not having the answers. Go to rosterwatch.com, get a pro membership. Okay.
I mean, so hold on one sec. Like with Ken Walker, I mean, like Christian McCaffrey, injury plagued career. I mean, this guy's, it's almost in the first round. You know,
Christian McCaffrey was a mother.
Ken Walker was second in offensive rookie of the year voting to Garrett Wilson.
Right. But
I mean, he's a good player.
But Christian McCaffrey is an all-time elite,
But we're talking about the difference between like first round and where are you putting Ken Walker down to? Was it like, are you putting him down like sixth round now?
No, man, the way he's talking, Cody's talking, is like late fourth.
I mean,
you can't compare a guy that's had like LaDainian Tomlinson like seasons, who is actually healthy coming into the season, with a guy who is coming into the season hurt and
I'm just talking about running backs who are getting injured. One running back who's getting injured, who's often injured, to another running back who's often injured, who's only 24, by the way.
Yeah.
It just seems a bit much.
He never played a full season, but like, who do you like in that area? Like his ADP right now in half and standard is 8 spots later than Omarion, 3 spots later than Kamara. It's 2 spots earlier than Chuba, 4 spots earlier than Connor. It's 8 spots earlier than Montgomery. Like, do you like him over the known commodity in Hubbard, Connor, and Montgomery? He hasn't finished a season in his career.
I don't like him more than Connor or Hubbard for sure.
You got to admit that the receiving upside that Ken Walker brings, if he stays healthy, it's going to be elite. Now, whether or not that's a huge point, I'm not sure. I'm not really that worried about.
Almost for 1 year. New OC now.
What?
That was also for one season, and now they have a new OC again.
Yeah, but if you look at what Clint Kubiak did last year with when he was in New Orleans, Alvin Kamara, he got back up to what 80, what like more targets that he's had for the last three or no the most targets is he's had in the last 3 seasons at least.
I love Kamara, but I love Walker, but he's not Kamara.
Yeah, well, he's certainly not Christian McCaffrey. We could say that. What do you guys think about? So, what about Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt? What about this whole thing? Everybody's talking about him now. We're not going to be able to get him anymore in the 14th round with the last pick before kickers and defenses. It's just not going to happen. Even when we draft against normies and our friends from college or whatever else in our home leagues, it's just we're not going to do it enough. You got Matthew Berry out here tweeting about it. It's like even the normies are going to know now. I thought that the most interesting thing yesterday was, you know, sometimes these deals get floated out about, the Commanders have put out feelers about Brian Robinson, right, as far as trades. And sometimes that stuff just goes to the wayside, right? It's just the season comes, he can't get traded or whatever. And obviously we worry about that for Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt, because if his ADP is rising, we're baking in a little bit of the idea that, all right, Brian Robinson gets out of the way and clears the way for this to be a Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt, or Bill, as he likes to be called, Bill and Austin Ekeler backfield, because we know that Chris Rodriguez is no good, right? That's getting baked in a little bit. But here's the thing. It's like, even without that getting baked in, you can still bake in the fact that it is true that they want to trade him. This isn't a made up rumor by Ian Rappaport or Pelissero or something, because I believe I saw, and I can't find the tweet right now, but there was he didn't play last night, right? And apparently that was an agreement between he and the team that he wasn't going to play amid all these trade talks.
It was Garofolo.
So that's true, and that's happening, and that relationship is now, to some degree, going to continue to always be frayed, right? Once somebody's a fidelity risk, they stay a fidelity risk, right? It's not like you don't just jump back in and act like nothing ever happened. So to me, it feels like they're going to get that guy traded, whether it's before the season or whether it's in season. And even if not, what does it say about him and what does it say about Bill that they're willing to trade him? Because this guy's actually, he's been the drumbeat through all of practice. He's been how good he is. Cody, you've been talking about him going back to Shrine Bowl week.
Well, he's the MVP of the Shrine Bowl game.
Okay. Well, he was on our all Shrine Bowl roster at rosterwatch.com. That's another thing that our pro members allow us to do, is to be able to travel to all these events and be able to get you this information. Where are we taking him now? Cody?
Well, I think the multi-prong answer here is one
overall.
Number one overall. Breece Hall was floated to be a trade candidate to the Commanders in April. If we just rewind this thing a few months. And that was, you know, Brian Robinson be gone, Brian Robinson be there, doesn't matter. He was floated out there. So first things first. I don't know if they're intent on just saying Ja'Cory's the answer. Ja'Cory and Eckler as your two dudes seems a little bit light.
Yeah, it does.
But I don't know. Number two would be the report that we talked about last week with Ben Standing that came out, I think it was like Thursday or Friday, whatever day. He did a podcast, and when he went on that podcast, he was talking about the idea that how can you have Brian Robinson on the roster when you have Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, because you can't keep Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt off the field. He also said in the very next sentence, Austin Eckler's been the best back this camp. Now, we know they can't give him the full workload, and you have to manage that, but Eckler's been the best back during camp. That's where I've been with this single thing. And you know I love Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I think we all three love him, like him. But when you start getting to that sixth-round conversation, I start to say
– Sixth
what
round?
About, what about Eckler?
Sixth round?
Yeah, I mean that's the
– No one's having a sixth-round – are there sixth-round conversations?
I'm just saying, like, I've heard things between sixth and ninth round, and I'm just, like, thinking about that area. It's if Brian Robinson's gone, if they really trade him in the next week, 5 days, 3 days – that ADP is going to continue to spike up, and you're literally going to be looking at sixth, seventh, eighth round Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt.
No, well, I mean,
it depends on who they trade him for.
Exactly. If he's traded for a bag of chips and it's just these two dudes, people are ignoring Eckler like he's not there, and they're just going to be like, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt's the next, you know, Kyron Williams. He's going to get 80% opportunity.
I mean, I like the guy, but like, I mean, dude, right now, like, there are legit drafts where in home league drafts, you can legit get RJ Harvey in the sixth round. What are we talking about?
And that's my point, though. You're looking at those other rookies, and look where people are looking at Harvey right now. Harvey's not going to be, this is Dobbins' backfield. Dobbins sat with the starters, Harvey played. It's the same BS that's happening in Pittsburgh right now. Jalen Warren didn't play, and Caleb Johnson played. It's like, he's a rookie, and that's a six-year vet. Kroski-Merritt went 94th overall last night in a couple of main events, right? So that's ninth round.
No, that's eighth round.
Is
eight, nine eighth turn. Round.
So
eight,
there you go.
That's too early. I mean, it's too early.
It's too early, and Eckler completely vaulted Eckler. Eckler's going 142 overall in those high stakes drafts, which is a clean 20 spots later than Kroski-Merritt. And the highest he's ever gotten up to in those drafts is the 10-11 turn.
I can see why he's going in that area, though, because there are a lot of just like talk about quagmire like situations where it's like the running backs that go, you start to get to a tier. Because, you know, it's like you're out of the realm of basically the last kind of reasonable, this guy could be an RB1 this year type. And that, I think that's Tyrone Tracy. Like you're out of that sweepstakes at around in PPR, at least the Tyrone Tracy, Caleb Johnson type of area. We're talking like 75 to 80. Right. And then that's when people you see around in that 85 to 100 range, right? That's when people are like starting to swoop on, you know, wide receiver four types like Cooper Kupp, Jacoby Myers, Jordan Addison, Matthew Golden, these types of players, right? But the running back, Pearsall, but the running backs are just like ETN, worrisome, right? Cam Scadaboo, terrifying. Quinshon Judkins, we were just talking before we come on. What do you do with Quinshon Judkins in the eighth or ninth round? I personally think you kind of take him right now. Certainly, I would take if Quinshon had the Cole Kleen bill of how do the Browns sign Isaiah Bond to a fully guaranteed 3-year deal, and they have all these issues with getting Quinshon's deal done? I don't understand. It's not the same thing that happened. I mean, in Isaiah Bond's case, there was actually similar types of accusations, and both times prosecutors declined to move forward with the prosecution. What's the difference? I don't get it. So I think eventually Quint, and I haven't heard anything about, you know, Isaiah Bond facing a possible suspension. So I just don't understand. It's like the same team, same type of situation. Well, like, why can't Quinshon just get in there? So I guess I can understand that that's sort of where maybe somebody would feel comfortable with it. But just for me, man, is that trash, man? Would you even think about that? Or do you think, are you like Cody, you're starting to, especially in PPR, where you're like, dude, if nobody's, you know, we're looking at Austin Eckler that's going in the 12th round, late 12th in PPR. I mean, feels a little bit dusty. He's old. It's not going to be the pick that everybody in your league is going to say, like, oh gosh, you sniped me. What a sexy pick. But like, I mean,
the thing is, whether Brian Robinson is still there or if it's Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Austin Eckler is still going to get his touches. He's a different kind of back. Is it those two backs are the more redundant backs? But like Austin Eckler, I mean, if what they're saying is true, that he's the best back in that backfield, and he plays kind of a different position than those other two, a different role than those other two. Like, he seems like he might be the safest bet of the bunch, and you can get him later than either.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.